Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome. It's another edition of Cheese, Please, with yours truly, Snarf Dude Smythe.
And yours sincerely, Daffodil Potter.
I'm sort of wearing a Superman outfit because I sort of like I should be talking like that and flying around like being super.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like that. Up in the sky, it's not a bird, it's a plane, it's Cheese Man!
Is that why you have this big letter C tacked to your chest?
No, because this show is brought to you by the letter C.
And yeah. The number 6.
No, we don't have numbers around here, we just have letters.
Oh, okay.
So we're bringing the letter C into our show this week, with songs that start with C.
Okay.
Did you ever think why the letter C?
No, I just figured it came out of your imagination somewhere and that you would eventually grace us all with your reasoning.
No, well, yeah, I suppose. You almost got me to say no about that, but the whole idea was I got lazy.
Because, exactly, which starts with an L, not a C.
Yeah, I know, but I couldn't find many with the letter L, so I thought I'd go with the letter C, because C equals keys, and this is keys, please. Makes sense?
It does. There's a connection there, a really good connection.
Including songs from Elvis Presley, the Vandals, Lord Emmett Melody, the Brothers-in-Law. We're starting off with Mike Vickers and 38060X. We got Mike Vickers coming up with Central Office. C, see?
I see the C.
And we're starting off, though, with 38060X and California Dreamin'. Right here on...
Cheese Please, brought to you by the letter C.
All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray. I've been for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be nice and warm if I was in LA. California dreaming on such a winter's day. Stopped into a church, I passed along their way. Well, I got down on my knees, and I pretend to pray. You know that preacher likes that call, he knows I'm gonna stay. California dreaming on such a winter's day. All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray. I've been for a walk on a winter's day. If I didn't tell her, I could leave today. California dreaming on such a winter's day. On such a winter's day. On such a winter's day. California dreaming.
Music's orphaned stepchildren have found loving guardians.
Oh.
Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Cheese, please.
I just want to talk like a fancy professor from the 70s after hearing that one.
Interesting.
Yes, we are working in a lab on this wonderful little project that really sounds good.
What?
That was interesting.
Central Office Information is actually the title. Mike Vickers, a piece of production music from the 70s, apparently. And before that, more computer music, made on a 380-60X, likely. California Dreamin'.
Interesting, again.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we like to call Cheese, Please.
Brought to you by the letter C this week on our Brought to You by the Letter C special. Don't forget to, take your vitamin C on a regular basis.
The sunshine vitamin.
Yes. So I thought I'd pass on that public service announcement. Brought
Thank
to you.
You
by the letter C.
Thank you.
And what else is starting off with C? Daffodil?
The next couple of songs we're going to play.
Yes, and they have a theme. It's called A Country Named Canada.
So we have themes within themes of a theme show.
Yeah, why not?
Interesting.
We got Lord Melody coming up a little later with
Canada So Cold.
Okay.
It's a Cheese Please classic. We haven't played it for a while. But we're starting off with the brothers-in-law making a good case to come up to Canada.
Where it's so cold.
On...
Cheese, please.
On behalf of the Canadian Centennial Commission, we want all you rich Americans to know that this land to the north is a country with a vision, and it isn't just a wilderness of icicles and snow. So come up to Canada, come up to Canada, the true brave Northland where we live in maple trees. You can hunt and ski and fish and shoot, long as you bring lots of loot, we'll make sure that your money doesn't freeze. We've got many fine attractions in the countryside, so pretty, where the tourists can go and rubberneck. You can see live Torontonians commuting to the city, or watch French-Canadian separatists conspiring in Quebec. So come up to Canada, come up to Canada, your next door neighbor that is here to welcome you. You can drink our strong Canadian booze, see us in our igaloos, we'll put the act on specially for you. There are natural phenomena like waterfalls and caverns, there's a new surprise in every rock and rill. And the waiters are just hovering in the restaurants and taverns where they make a 10-cent premium on a Yankee dollar bill. So come up to Canada, come up
up to Canada, the wide, wide country where the folks are simply grand. We'll ask about your Uncle Sam and how you're doing in Vietnam. We're always glad to take you by the hand.
Now 1967 should put Canada in orbit. That's the year of our centennial, you know. And there'll be a flood of tourists, but we think we can absorb it. And in 1968, we'll sit and count up all the dough.
So come up to Canada, come up to Canada, the young Dominion, where the snow's up to your knees. We've got tons and tons of Arctic air, scores of Mounties everywhere. We'll be just as Canadian as you please. And we'll make darn sure your money doesn't freeze.
Now then, some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir.
Now there is a man-sized bite.
Cheese, please.
And she told me no cold. Canada had me so cold, I need some sunshine.
I'm going back to the land I left behind. I regret the day I pay me down and say I was going to Canada. It's cold, cold, cold over there, so I'm back, back to Trinidad.
In the morning, the Lord's in trembling, man, I'm frightened to go for coffee. I pray the cold kill me. Montreal is just like paradise, but Papa the cold ain't eating nice. The boys at the hotel give me a line. It's only in summer the sun does shine. Oh yeah, Canada had me so cold, I need some sunshine.
I'm going back to the land I left behind. I regret the day of payment and say I was going to Canada. It's cold.
To be back here in Trinidad, hold on. Canada had me so cold, I need some sunshine.
I am going back to the land I left behind. I regret the day of payment and say I was going to Canada. It's cold, cold, cold on me, lad, so I walk back to Trinidad.
Canada's so cold
and snowy and big and empty.
No wonder, man, he went back to Trinidad. That's from the late 1950s. I found that in a thrift store, and it just screamed the title Canada's So Cold. Like, scream, cheese.
And so it was.
Indeed. And before that, we had the brothers-in-law trying to persuade Americans to come up to Canada during their Confederation? Is that it?
Centennial.
Thank you. Okay.
Our centennial. Oh. Canada's centennial, 1967.
Yes. No, the Home Office's centennial. The Home Office is in Canada, Daffodil.
Exactly.
We roam around in a van, right?
We are not in the home office right now, no.
No. We roam around in a van.
I'm still confused by your not knowing the difference between 15 seconds and 5 seconds a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, I was counting down. We're about to on the air, and it's like, I'm sorry.
He meant to say 15 seconds left, and he said 5, and I panicked. And they said, no, 7. It's like, okay.
My name is Snarf, dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and once again, you are still listening to Cheese Please.
Where we're bringing you songs brought to you by the letter C, which is basically a reason for me to play stuff we've already played before in an effort to save money. Also known in the television industry as a bottle show.
Which doesn't start with C.
Yes. It starts with B, but you know...
But it's a comfort show, because we're playing comforting songs that you've heard before.
Ooh, I like that angle. That's kind of cool. We got Elvis Presley coming up with Confidence shortly, but this song sort of describes Daffodil seconds ago, you could say. The Vandals and Complain.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Not really.
Are you sure you're not trying to tell me something?
Well... Okay.
Or are you just saying I complain too much?
I'll just play the song right here on
Cheese Please.
Some people must have, some people have not, and they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain. Some people will work, some simply will not, but they'll complain and complain and complain and complain and complain. Society's fault, I don't have a job. Society's fault, I'm a slob. I got a window, no one to see. Yippee, welfare, let me be. Hey, bud, you're living in the land of the free. No one's gonna hand you opportunity. Some people must have, some never will, but they'll complain and complain and complain and complain and complain. Yeah, they'll complain and complain and complain and complain and complain. Like this, I don't have a house, I don't have a car, spend all my time drunk in a bar, I wanna be rich, I don't have a brain, give me a handout while I complain. Or this, gonna stay in bed, watch TV, go out with the limousine, dance all night, take lots of drugs, wake up when I wanna. Hey, bud, you're living in the land of the free. No one's gonna hand you opportunity. Some people must have, some never will, but they'll complain and complain and complain and complain and complain. Yeah, they'll complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
It was, oh my God, oh my God.
Good cheese, ham and bear.
Cheese.
When everyone thought the world was flat, Columbus said it's round. He went down in history and America was found, 'cause he had confidence, a little thing called confidence. There's no job too immense when you've got confidence. With a C and an O and an N and an F and an I and a D and an S, put them all together and what have you got? Surprised what you can do if you will only try. Remember the tortoise and the hare who had that famous race. The But Speedy Hare wound up nowhere, and Slowpoke took first place, 'cause he had confidence, a little thing called confidence. There's no job too immense when you've got confidence. You'll be surprised what you can do if you will only try. How do you know that you can't ride a rainbow in the sky? You'll be surprised what you can do if you will only try. All you need is confidence, a little thing called confidence. There's no job too immense when you've got confidence. With a C and an O and a N and a F and a I and a D and a N. Put them all together and what have you got?
Confidence. Jeez, please, with looking that I'd never thought he would ever be on our show.
Everybody ends up on our show eventually.
And
everyone makes at least one stupid decision.
And there it is, confidence. And look at that, he can spell too. And there
I'm pretty sure that dense isn't a letter.
Oh, you sure? Well,
it may perhaps define your brain, but it is not a letter.
Well, you know. Before that, we had the Vandals and Complain on the show this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have slowly but surely climbed to the end of another episode of Cheese Please.
Man, no wonder I call it tornado on the radio. We're just like flying through this stuff. It's like,
well, sometimes everything just kind of comes together and it just flows and it's awesome and amazing and fantastic, and sometimes it's Cheese Please.
And I don't screw up this week. Really.
Fewer screw-ups is always important.
I mean, I'm Snarf Dude, and I screw up every so often, but, you know, I'm like Snarf Dude, so I can, right?
Okay.
Well, we're driving around in a van looking for cheesy music. We can't exactly be perfect.
Perfect is not a word I would use to describe anyone in this van. That is correct.
So, I mean, we're bound to hit the wrong button or say the wrong thing.
We're more likely to say the wrong thing than hit the wrong button.
I'm not going to take this anywhere. I refuse. I'm in such a good mood. I'm feeling so good about this letter C thing. We got a couple more to end off the
show
with.
There's 25 more letters in the alphabet that we can go play with.
Eventually. Eventually. Not right now, but eventually. But I'll have to scratch off the C.
We've completed C. We skipped A and B, went right to C.
Yeah, well, you know, that's my mark in school for many years.
C-level.
Yeah. Anyway, we're ending off the show this week with two more C-words, or songs.
C-word, C-starting songs.
Yes. We've got the Morning Sidekick Comedy Service, who made it freely available off their website, and I downloaded it, with the Cubicle song coming up shortly. Well, we're starting off with a Cheese Please classic on our website, I believe. Mike McCreel and Coffee Shop Cop.
Folks. Enjoy it.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy. Join us for more shenanigans next week.
Hey.
923 from 1132.
He's the king of the donut shop. Coffee shop copy knows where to stop. He's the king of the donut shop.
10-7.
You know they're big and strong, dressed in blue, just sleeping at the wheel cause there's nothing to do. So they cruise through the city all night long, looking for that coffee that's not too strong. It's a dangerous job, and don't they know it? The biggest danger some nights are those rotten donuts. So when their lights are flashing and their sirens roar, you can bet they're on their way through those donut shop doors.
He's a coffee shop cop, he knows where to stop. He's the king of the donut shop. Coffee shop cop, he knows where to stop. He's the king of the donut shop.
Now watch out, people at Flatwood will cuff ya. Break the law and it's his job to stop ya. So take it from me, I've seen him in action. Miami Vice style with physical attraction.
93-1132. Tonight on 4 programs, we need more units.
So it's just not coffee and donuts, you see. These men in blue are living dangerously.
He's a coffee shop cop. He knows where to stop.
He knows where to stop.
He's the king of the donut shop.
Coffee shop cop.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. I read you loud and clear.
Cheese, please, is so cool.
Cheese!
Cheese!
My job is stupid. My days are bored inside this office from 8 till 4. Well, nothing ever happens. My life is pretty bland. Pretending that I'm working, pray I don't get canned. My cubicle, my cubicle, it's one of 62. My small space in a crowded place, just a 6x6 board booth, and I hate it, that's the truth. Well, I give a sigh as the boss walks by. No one ever talks to me or looks me in the eye. And I really should work, but instead I just sit here and surf the internet in my cubicle. My cubicle, it doesn't have a view, it's my small. Sit inside it too, and sometimes I sit here nude.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.